We monitor PD multiple ways. We do have district-required professional developments. Usually at the beginning of the year, we have a guest come and address the whole staff on anything from responding to crisis situations, trauma, or de-escalation techniques. We do that as a district. But one thing that I try to do as a building leader is just be in the know with my teachers. I attend all of the team meetings. I try to be in the classrooms as much as possible. I hear what they ask. I hear what they need. And I talk to my learning support teachers a lot. So if they have concerns, they don't necessarily feel it's appropriate for them sometimes to address a teacher. So they'll let me know and I can do that. And then if I hear the same concern over and over again, I know that that needs to be addressed as a staff. But I have conversations with the teams. I use data collection. I always say it has to be observable data. So if I see a concern through that, I can address it. We have at-risk meetings. If one of our students is not making progress, we bring that up at the at-risk meeting that we have every quarter. And we ask why that student's not making progress. And if I see a consistency there, that might be something that the teachers aren't doing or implementing, then I can address that and give them the professional development that they need. But it always goes back to the student's progress. If they're not making progress, we have to find out why. So I use that, and then I'll make our in-services. I did a whole year teaching the teachers about differentiated instruction whenever we went from homogeneous grouping to heterogeneously grouping. So I knew that that was something that they would need, so I made that our focus. So I try to take data and I try to see what needs they need and make it relevant for them. If I have one or two teachers that may be struggling with implementing one of the accommodations or they're not understanding why something has to happen, I always sit down with them one-on-one and discuss that. It always starts with a discussion, and I explain the whys. If we are doing something and we don't know why, then we need to make sure we know why. So maybe I pull up the IEP and I show them specifically, what are the goals? What are we looking at? If they don't take our conversation and change from that, then my job is to hold them accountable. It's not that we want to give them more work. It's not that we just want to implement something for no reason. It's what's best for the child.